The Lucky Laundry. How the Aussie economy got hooked on the world's dirtiest cash. Written by Nathan Lynch and read by Nathan Lynch and Stig Weems. Introduction. Welcome to the Lucky Laundry. The Lucky Country, the envy of the world. A nation of open plains, open smiles, open arms and open borders. Pure air, pristine beaches, and even relatively clean politicians. A place where the world's hopeless and oppressed can come to make a fresh start. A land of democracy, good governance, bountiful resources and plentiful opportunity. A nation where hard work and a spirit of enterprise will guarantee a roof over your head, a backyard if you want it, top-tier healthcare and a solid education for your children. What is this mythical paradise, you might ask? It's Australia, once upon a time. This was the land down under in 1964. A post-war wonderland under the predictable but steady leadership of Prime Minister Robert Menzies. It was also the nation characterised in Donald Horne's epoch-defining book, The Lucky Country. Of course, the Lucky Country moniker was at best a backhanded compliment. It stuck because it was true. Those who bothered to dive into the tome soon understood that, for Horne, Australia was a victim of its own good fortune. This was a place where the hard graft of innovation played second fiddle to surfing one's way through wave after wave of dumb luck. If necessity was the mother of invention, it seemed the Aussies of the 1960s didn't really need for much. According to Horne, Australia was a lucky country run mainly by second-rate people who share its luck. It lives on other people's ideas, and although its ordinary people are adaptable, most of its leaders in all fields so lack curiosity about the events that surround them that they are often taken by surprise. Ouch. Well, if the Akubra fits. Fast forward half a century from Horne's day, and modern Australia is a very different place. Many of those open plains, once viewed from the cockpit of a Boeing 707 Flying Kangaroo, have been paved with tiles or covered in colourbond roofs. There are greenfield developments in a patchwork grid as far as the eye can see. Open smiles have been replaced by the emotionless protection of medical masks. Open arms have been supplanted with social distancing and big city scepticism. And our open borders have been replaced with bumper stickers on souped up utes saying, "Fuck off, we're full." In Canberra, Arthur Calwell's invention of the three-word immigration slogan, "Populate or perish," he cried in the late 1940s, has evolved into an equally concise modern battle cry.
Stop the boats!